I wrote a manifesto. A manifesto, let me tell you what it is. It's a statement to which someone makes their intentions or views easy for other people to actually ascertain and to understand. Perhaps a best-known statement of this sort of manifesto is the Communist Manifesto written in 1848 by Karl Marx. Mine, my manifesto, is town plan manifesto, a right way to live platform. And I think it's kind of important. I'm kind of aiming at Canada with regard to this, with about, you know, but other countries take note as well, because I think it's applicable anywhere in the world. So this manifesto, it's for those who don't want to be involved, but know that somebody needs to be involved in politics. And I believe that you have to go from the bottom up. And that means you have to get involved in municipal government. You have to run for mayor. You have to run for councillor. And I don't want to do that. Well, you know what? Most towns, if not all of them, have so many liberals, so many left-wing people on council, including the mayor, so often. And then, of course, you get into the staff. And that's a real mess. Then you need to get some good sense, because good sense ain't common anymore in City Hall. So to do that, you have to take time off of what you're doing, because we all complain. So you need to get in there and kind of make it better. So I can help you win, but you have to be different. You have to be different. Politicians in Canada particularly are pretty much the same as one another. The party lines are blurred. The people, the citizens, the taxpayers, what's in it for them? What about me? I mean, 99% of the people, they're abused. I mean, the homeless people, the drug people, they get everything for free, and the people that pay for it, they get abused. Their taxes continue to go up, and it's not nice. How do you fix it? What's in it for me? In today's political space, it's not about me. It's about the left-wing wackos that control most towns and cities. So towns need to have a plan, and of course that comes with people. My manifesto includes items that you need to champion if you run. You need a champion. You need to be different. I don't care what you think of Donald Trump, but have a look. He's different. He's different. And he won. He won twice because he's different. The party lines in most other countries, they're the same, virtually the same. You have to be different. So how can I win? I'm a waitress. I work at the bus stop. How can I win? Pretty simple stuff. First, you have to have a mind, because most liberals are mindless. But here's how it goes. This manifesto, my manifesto, says you should say term limits. Term limits, 2 for the mayor and 4 for the councillors. That's a change. That's different. Party affiliations, you must disclose them. In Canada, you don't have to disclose your party affiliations. You elect somebody because he's got a pretty wife, or she's got a nice-looking husband. They have nice-looking kids, and they have nice cars and nice smiles, so they get elected. Then you find out later that they belong to the NDP party, the New Democrat Party, code for socialist or communist, right? And town police force. Everybody should have their own police force. The RCMP in Canada, again, using them as an example, they report to the boss in Ottawa, and most often that boss can't even speak bloody English. You need to have local police. Sanctuary city for healthcare. The feds can't run healthcare. It's impossible. The conservatives couldn't. The liberals can't. And let's look at the liberals. If you're a socialist government, which the liberals are, and Canada now really is a socialist country, so if you're a socialist nation, I'm against socialized medicine, but Canada has it. So let's work with that. If you have it, the government should have an MRI machine in every 7-Eleven store in every street. They should look after the medicine, the Medicare, for all of the people. But they don't. They don't know how. They haven't got the intelligence. They haven't got the wherewithal. They don't know how. So a city, you want to run for mayor, you want to run for councillor, say, we're going to make it a sanctuary city. We're going to take our taxes and other stuff and cha-cha. We're going to put in the MRI machines. We're going to do this. We don't believe that you should have a 2-year waiting list to get a knee replacement. That's craziness. So we're going to look after you as the town that you live in. Say that. And you don't say we're promising. You say I'm going to champion that, which means, of course, that you're going to push it forward and you're going to try very, very hard. Sanctuary city for self-protection. Do the same thing. There's over 1,000 reported sexual abuses in Canada per year, and a woman's not allowed to carry pepper spray. She can't have mace, let alone a gun. I mean, it's crazy. And then fire all the staff. There's so much to do, and you can reduce taxes, the tent cities, the homeless people. There's fixes for that. And that's all in our stuff that I'm going to get to here shortly. Union political donations, firefighters, they're mostly conservative people, and the people that run the union, of course, are the opposite of that. They take their money, they buy billboards, and they have buses wrapped that says, vote NDP, socialism is wonderful. That has to be fixed. Schools, our kids, every town has major issues. You know, some of them, well, major issues, you know, every town is different, but similar. So you have to kind of fix that. So why don't you send us an email, admin@rightedition.com. Register for the town plan and manifesto by emailing us. And we're going to have Zoom workshops. If you have never contemplated running for office, but you have a mind, maybe think about it. Maybe your community needs you. And you need to round up other people, too, to take the councils over and get things back on track. Reduce taxes and do things, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen unless you get involved. Ever. So the people who are running the cities now, they're train wrecks. I mean, a bunch of left-wing whacks. They need right-wing thinkers. Waiters, waitresses, ditch diggers, lawyers, business owners, homemakers, pay attention. I mean, sign up. There are many courses available now to teach people how to be a politician. I will teach you how not to be one, okay, and how to win. Trump did it. You can too. I mean, I hope there's hundreds of us on Zoom. It can be from any country. Canada, we can have little England, we can have all kinds of them. If your election is in a few months or in a few years, it doesn't matter. Even if it's in October, right now it's June, you can still pull it off. You'll get all kinds of press because you're different. How much press did Trump buy? How much advertising did he buy? I don't know that he bought any. I mean, because he's different and the press ate it up. Be different, but different is needed to win. Term limits, party affiliations, that's unheard of. And there's so many other things. I have radical things to talk about as well, but we'll do that on the Zoom if people actually sign up. Help the country. And you need to go from the bottom up, which means towns. You need to get into a town. You need to be involved and make it free. Have a free town. And bad laws shouldn't be obeyed. I mean, those feds, they're, bah. You know, those feds, if they had a rope in their hand, they wouldn't know if they found a rope or lost the horse. I mean, that's what you're dealing with, that kind of mentality. So you need to go from the bottom up, like I said, and make it better. And then it will reflect from the top down at another time. So, hey, give that some thought. See ya.